Okay, today's shiur, Masota Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Uhuva and Akiva Silver, Lezecha Nishma Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, Shamash and Avin Aliyah. Okay, so we're going to continue where we left off on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Also, Bobayom Darish Beshuv Ben Horkidus. On that day, again, this is the day that all the Talmidim are allowed into the base medrash, so Bobayom Darish Beshuv Ben Horkidus. Shalom Avad Eov, he says that Eov only served Hashem from Ava, from out of love. He served Hashem out of Ava. So the Mishnah brought down it was because the Pasuk said, "Hein yaktileni lo ayachel." Even if he would kill me, I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop being subservient to Hashem. But Rav Yeshua ben Horkinus had a suffix whether the kavanah by Eov was that even if Hashem kills him, he would still love him, or that if Hashem killed him, he would love him until Hashem kills him. The question is whether the low is Lamed Aleph or the low is Lamed Vav. So, but then the Mishnah brought down another pasuk that he proved in the pasuk that said Ad Egva Lo Asir to Masi Mimeni that Eov served Hashem from out of Abba. So the question is now, the Gemara says, why was there a suffix? Lech say, look at the pasuk. Hi Lo. If the word Lo E Lamed Aleph Ksiv, if it was using the letters Lamed Aleph, meaning that until he killed, if he would kill me, I would not stop loving him, right? So, high low belamed aleph ksiv, it means lohu ve'i belamed vav ksiv means lohu that he would. The low would mean low means I would stop loving him, and lamed vav with the meaning low that even if it's that he would. Sorry, if he would kill me, lo ayechel, I would not stop, is with an aleph. And if he would kill me, I would until he kills me, then I would fear him. That's with the lamed vav. So look at the pasuk. What the pasuk says? If the pasuk says lamed aleph, it means lo, not. If it says lamed vav, it means the other way. The Gemara says no, that can't be. The kol heichad ksiv lamed aleph lohu. Does it every time he uses the letters lamed aleph? Does that really mean lo, meaning a negative, meaning not? El meyat. If that's the case, look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu and Perek Savat Gimel pasuk tes that says. The pasuk says it's talking about the chasdei Hashem that he does with Yisrael, but the pasuk says v'chol tzarasim lo tzar, all the terrible things that happened to Bnei Yisrael lo tzar. Diksiv lamed aleph, it writes it with the lamed aleph. So we say hachinami, if that's the case, the lohu, that means it's not. Meaning if that's the case, it means that v'chol tzarasim lo tzar, with all the tzar that Bnei Yisrael have lo tzar, Hashem doesn't care about. He's not going to pay attention to with lamed aleph. So maybe in Hachinami, that's the case. If all the tzaras that take place, Hashem's telling Bnei Israel, you can have all these tzaras, and I'm just not going to care. But it can't be, because the continuation of the pasuk says, Umalach Panav Hoshiyam, that the angel of Hashem is then going to go save Bnei Israel. So obviously he does care. So it must mean that the lo tzar means Bechol tzarasam lo lamed vav lo tzar. That with all the tzaras that Bnei Yisrael have, Hashem's going to feel that tzar. So just because it says lamed aleph doesn't necessarily mean it means not. Ella mashmahachi mashmahachi, meaning that the word lo, whether it's spelled lamed aleph or lamed vav, sometimes can mean one thing, sometimes can mean the other way. And there's no proof one way or another from the way it's written. Therefore, you had to have the second pasuk to come to prove that Eov served Hashem out of Ahava. So Tanya, learning a brisa, Rav Meir Omer. Ne'emar Yirei Elohim be'Eov. It says that that Eov was a Yirei Elohim. The pasuk says in Aleph Ish Tam v'Yosher Yirei Elohim v'Sar Meira. Ne'emar Yirei Elohim Avram. The pasuk says by Avram in Bereishis Ki Atah Yadati Ki Yirei Elohim Ato. Right, that you're a God fearing person. And they're going to learn a Gzeira Shavah from the Yirei Elohim that says by Eov, and the Yirei Elohim that says by Avraham. My Yirei Elohim Amar Avraham Me'ava. Just like the Yirei Elohim that says by Avraham means that he served Hashem, the Yira that he had stemmed from the Ahava that he had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach Yirei Elohim Amar Be'Eov Me'ava. So too, the Yirei Elohim that Eov have, the Yira Shemai that Eov had, stemmed from Ahava. So Gemara says, Ahava Avraham Gufa Minolon. How do you know for that Avraham himself, that the Yira that Avraham himself stemmed from Ahava as opposed to straight from Yira? The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Zera Avram Ohavi. The full pasuk says, Vatai Yisrael Avdi, Yaakov Asher Bechartikha, Zera Avram Ohavi. Avram, the one who loves me. So from here you see that Avram served Hashem out of Ava, and the Gezer Shava shows that Eov also served Hashem from Ava. The Gemara adds, Ma Ika ben Osemi Ava la Osemi Yira. So what's the chiluk between someone who serves Hashem truly out of love and someone who serves Hashem solely out of Yira? Again, this Yira, the Maharal says, this Yira is not the year that we just discussed above, that year out of Ava. This is regular year without the without love. It's just straight fear. So Ika, there's a chilik between them. Hadatanya, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar had to learn the Brisa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon says, Godal ha'osim e'ava yosim and osim e'yira, shezeh, the one who serves Hashem out of Yira, talui le'elef dor. So his chus protect his children for 1,000 generations after him. Vizeh, and the one who learns from, who serves Hashem me'ava, talui le'alpayim dor. He serves, the chus that he has from serving Hashem out of Ava protects his children for 2,000 generations. Where do you know that? Hachak siv, by it says, Pasuk says, by someone who serves Hashem ba'ava, it says, la'alofim la'ovai l'shomrei mitzvos leif. It says, va'osa chesed la'alofim, for 2,000 generations, la'ovai, to those who love me, or l'shomrei mitzvos leif, and those who do my commandments. So it says 2,000, when it comes to someone who serves Hashem from Ava. V'hasam, but when it says, when Pasuk is dealing with someone who serves Hashem b'yira, those who just serve me, who do my mitzvos, it's 1,000 generations. The full pasuk, and the Gemara's going to pick up on this in a second, the full pasuk is, it says, so the Gemara says, wait a second. Over there also it says someone who loves Hashem and does the mitzvah. So why in the first pasuk do we say that that's someone out of Ava and the second pasuk is out of Yira? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, look at where the reward, what it's connected to. In the first pasuk it says, la'alafim lo'ohavai. So the 2,000 generations to the ones who love me. V'hai, in the second pasuk it says, the generations, how long the protection is going to last, is connected only to the person who does the mitzvahs. And the Gemara is learning, doing the mitzvahs is just out of Yira. So someone who does Yira, someone who serves Hashem out of Ahava, his children are protected for 2,000 generations, and someone who does it out of Yira is protected for 1,000 generations. The Gemara is going to finish off with a small story. Hanu trei talmidei dehabi yasvei kamei derava. There were two talmidim who were sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amrale once said to Rava, Akaryun Vilchalmi, I had a dream, and in the dream this pasuk appeared before me, the pasuk that says, Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafantli Reyecha, using the word Yira in there. Vichad Amrale Akum Vilchalmi, the pasuk, Vyismichu Kol Chose Bach Laolam, Yeranenu Vialtsu Vicha Ohave Shemecha. So they want to know to Rava, what's the story with these dreams? So Amrale, Rava says back to them, Tavayi Rabbanan Tzadikim Gemuri Atun. But don't worry, both of you guys are big Tzadikim. But Mar Me'ava, the Mar Me'ira, the one whose the pasuk says that you serve Hashem Ava means that you serve Hashem Ava. And the one whose pasuk in the dream, a pasuk was brought down, the concept of Yira, you serve Hashem not from Yira Vamitoch Ava, but you just serve Hashem stamp from Yira. Hadron Allah Kishem Shehamayim. Okay, we'll start the next parak. I'm going to try to do a Sibay record of finishing two prakim in one day. We'll see how quickly we can go through it. Okay, Mishnah says, Misha kina l'ishto. Okay, someone is makana his wife. He says don't have yichud with Reuven, and she was over on the kinoi and the nistera, and she had stira. So what happens? Afilu shama me ofa poreach yotzi v'itin k'suba di Rabbi Lezer. Lezer says that you don't need to aid him for the stira, even if he hears it from the Ofa Pareach. As Rashi explains, Rashi says that means he heard it from an Eved or from a Shivcha or someone who's a Pasul Eidus. That's similar to the concept of just the chirping of a bird, because they're Pasul Eidus. It's the same idea. Usually what they say doesn't mean anything. In this instance, Rabbi Lezer says that that's sufficient enough for Eidus. Eidus in quotes, that's sufficient enough for Eidus, and therefore he has to... That's enough to force her to drink. Yotzi and v'yitin l'ksuba divrei Rabbi Elazar. And if he doesn't want her to drink, then he has to give her the ksuba, because it's his fault that he's not forcing her to drink, because this is sufficient testimony for her to drink. But the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Achi Yisu v'yitnu ba Moses b'levana. Rashi explains that what's going on here. Look at the Rashi Dibur Matzah Rabbi Yeshua. He says, there's no isser. You're not usser to your wife, meaning that he doesn't have to drink, and there's no isser that comes here unless there are two edim. Rabbi Shua the Tame the Amar Mashgal Pishnayim. He said that's Rabbi Shua's Latame, who says that you have the edus on the stira has to be two witnesses. But miu kishe yisu v'yitnu mozros b'levana b'ritzu suksa, when the women who tie the wool at night at the light of the levana, the light of the moon, when they start talking, when they start yenting about this woman that she's a prutsa, then it's mechur hadavar. Then it's a disgusting thing to stay married to her. V'teitzei, and he has to divorce her. Da'afilu mayusu la'bad kile. In this instance, the warder is not going to check her. K'tanya perakama v'tahorihi v'lo yisha yisu v'yitnu b'mozros halavana. The ward is not going to check somebody who everyone's gossiping about. So if that's the case, if it's Moses of Levana, he has to divorce her, but he still has to give her the ksuba because there's no way for her to be Mavara the Safek. So Yeshua says, Machlokas, whether or not you need any Eidus, one Eidus is enough for, or an Eidus of a Shifka is enough for the Stira. Yeshua says, no, you need two Eidim when it comes for the Stira. But they all agree, Amar Eid Echad Aniri Yisa Shenitmeis, then when it comes to the Eidus of Atumah, if there's Eidus that she was Nitmeis during the Machlokas, whether she was Nitmeis during this Stira, or she was Nitmeis at all to this man, but Lo Hayas Shosa, that there's testimony from one Eid that there was, that she had Bia, therefore she's no longer, there's no longer drinks because the suffix, there's no suffix, she had Bia already, and that's it. And they all agree, when it comes to Eid Tumah, you only need one Eid. The low ode, not only is one kasher aid sufficient, elafilo eved vafilo shivcha hare elon emonim aflaposo miksuvasa. Even a psule edus are enough. When it comes to this aid echad, even psule edus are enough to say that she can't drink, and therefore she loses the ksuba because it's clear that she was nitmes. Okay. Also, not only that, Chamosa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, Vitzarasa, her tzara, Vyivimta, Ubas Baila, all these women are usually not believed to give testimony even when it comes to, if we're talking about testimony that a husband dies, these are the five women that they're not believed, even though normally an Eid Echad is believed in those instances. They're not believed because they're considered her, they're her competitors, so to speak. So Harei Eilu Ne'amanos, they're also Ne'aman to give testimony that she was Nitmeis in that Stira, even though typically we don't believe these women. But below the postal Miksubasa. But they are here, the Chacham split up their Ne'amanos, and they say that she was Nitmeis, it's not enough to take away her Ksuba. Elish Lotishta, their Emanus is enough only that she doesn't force her to drink. All right. Now, yeah, that's what the Gemara learns in Davav, that it says, the Pasuk says v'tohorehi, meaning that she has v'lo sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozros levana, because it's stavar mechur to stay married. Right, but there was an issue that was before she was just lying without clothing. Abaye says that's just pritzus, and that's not enough for it to happen. But here we're talking about where they're discussing an instance. The rumors are that she had bia, she had a relationship, as opposed to over there. I think the more you're referring to is where she didn't do anything that had to do with tumah. There was a case, I remember the case talking about where she was lying without clothing with the husband. He was mocking her not to. There was no Eidus there. Here they're talking about the strong wounds. They're strong talking about that she did the Maisabia with, but there was also Kinoi and Steer here. Right. But it's also rumors followed by a Kinoi and Steer. So they have the Raglayim with Dover also here. Okay. So now the Gemara is not going to try. The Mishnah is going to bring the din that Eid Echad is Neman when it comes to the Tumah. Shehayu bedin, there should have been a kavachomer that you wouldn't be able to use Eid Echad. Umayim Eidus Rishona. The Eidus Rishona meaning the Eidus when it comes onto the Stira. She'ain Osrosa Isra Olam. If there's Eidus on Stira, she's not usher to her husband forever. She can theoretically drink, and if she's found to be clean, she's mutter to her husband. So Umayim Eidus Rishona She'ain Osrosa Isra Olam. Ainim Eskayemis Bachos Mishnayim. Again, we're going according to Rabbi Yeshua here. So you need two Eidim. Right, Eidus Achrona shows Rosa Yisra Olam, but the Eidus Achrona, I mean, if there's Eidus on Tumah, if there's Eidus that she was Nitmeis then she is usher to her husband forever, assuming that there was no ones. So the she'osrosa yisraelam ain't odinah. So the kavah chomer should be she lofis kaim epachos mishnayim. You shouldn't. You also need two. If the less chomer edus requires two, the edus on something that's less chomer requires two witnesses. So too the edus on something that is chomer that would answer her forever should require two witnesses. So Talmud Lomer. So therefore the pasuk says the full pasuk is v'hi nitamah the ed ain't ba. Kol edus sheyesh, but the eight ain ba. We're going to learn the Gemara. The eight ain ba means there are two witnesses, but there is one witness. And the Gemara says kol edus sheyesh ba. Any type of edus that comes out that comes to tell us that there was stira, even if it's only an eight echad, he will be believed. The Gemara is going to talk about this pasuk. So the Gemara says now, okay, fine. Now that Mishnah says now that you've learned that the chomer edus only needs one edus, learn the kavah chomer the other way. So kavah chomer edus rishonim yata. Now you should learn a kavah chomer back to the edus rishonim. Umayim edus achrona, the chomer issue about the edus achrona, about that when there was edus that whether she was nitmeis or not, she osrosa iser olam, that asks her forever. Harei himis kayemis beid echad, this one edus sufficient, right? So edus harishona, when it comes to the first edus, she ain osrosa iser olam, which doesn't ask her forever, because again, there's a way out for her. Ain odin shet this guy in the eid echad, so that should also be enough if there's eid echad. So the Mishnah says, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says in Devarim, Kimatzah by Eras Davar. The full pasuk kiyak ishisha uvala havahaya imotum tzachem beinav kimatzah by Eras Davar. And it also says, and then because of the Sefer Krisus, he finds an Eras Davar. And going to Gzeir Sava ulahalan who omel al pishnayim edim yakum Davar. The word Davar appears in both. Malahalan, when it comes to the edus, it says shnayim edim al pishnayim avkan al pishnayim. So two here, it's two. So the typical situation is that you need two. But here's a special Xavier's accustomed when it comes to the edus of the tumah after kinoi v'stira, that one is sufficient. Again, probably because of this raglayim adavar, because there's the kinoi and the stira, so therefore the Torah says that one witness would suffice. Now, Mishnah continues. Eid omer nitmeis. We have talking about now you have nemanus of an eid echad. So usually the din is when there's two sets of edim that contradict each other. Edus mucheshes, and they fall to the wayside. So what's the story now? If you have one witness is believed, so what's the rules when it comes to one witness having contradictory testimony? So Eid Omer Nitmes. One Eid says that she was Nitmes, and therefore she was Nitmes, she shouldn't be able to drink the Mesota. The Eid Omer, I was there, and I didn't see that she was Nitmes. Eid Omer, Lo Nitmes. She wasn't Nitmes in front of us. So what's the case? And also, Isha Omeris Nitmeis, a woman, who's in this instance is also kasher for the Eidos. Isha Omer Nitmeis, the Isha Omer, and therefore she should not drink. The Isha Omeris Lo Nitmeis, that there was no tumah in the stira. The din is Haisha Shosa. In this case, they still drinks. Why? Because since it's a chasha by the Eidos is Mivatel, the Eidos is null and void, and we're stuck with the suffix whether or not she was Nitmeis or not. If it's the whole point of the Sota is it's a suffix whether she's Nitmeis or not, we go back to that suffix, and therefore, she has to drink the Mesota. What's the next case? Echad Omer Nitmeis. One says that she was Nitmeis, and therefore she should not be drinking the Mesota. Ushnayim Omrim Lo Nitmeis. And two say that she's not Nitmeis. So therefore, the Gemara says Haisha Shosa. She still has to drink because the rule is that there's an eight echad is believed. So the eight echad is neman kishnayim. So here too, it's the same. He has the nemanus. It's full. There's no difference. There's no difference between two edim and 100 edim. So there's no difference between one edim and two edim. The Mishnah is saying, and therefore, she's still stuck with the suffix, and she does and she has to drink. Yeah, there's always theory here. They're talking about whether she had whether there was bia with that stira, and if she was nitmeis during that stira, then she doesn't drink the mesota. I don't know if the same edim or not. It could be. No, but you only wipe them out on that portion of the testimony, not on the testimony that they agree. There was stira. The question not whether there was bia during that stira. There's three parts: there's kinoi, the stira, and then the possibility of the tumah. Well, maybe they give two separate statements. I saw that there was stira. I have another testimony that there was tumah involved during that stira. And they say no, there was no tumah involved in that stira. Right. Well, there's one aid that came first. The first aid came, and then, there's the same thing. It's al pishnayim edim yakum, two or three. It doesn't make a difference whether.
That's a chiddush. Now to say that one aid is the same that bonus is two. I don't know if it's a vada. There was no two in front of us.
in front of us. They're just saying now there was no tumor in front of us. But you're putting, they're applying the same rules, but with one aid as it applies to two aid. Right, Komakam was seen the Gemara. Komakam Shemina Eid Echad. They gave him the power of two. So it's the same thing. It becomes Eidus Mukheshes. If you have two witnesses that say one thing and 100 witnesses that say something else, it's still two against, it's still, so the same. Right, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's applying in this case because one Eid is Nemron, he has that power. Next case. Eid Echad Omer Shenitmeis. One said that. I read that one. Okay, Shnayim Omer Nitmeis. Two say that she was Nitmeis, right? And therefore, she shouldn't be drinking. The Echad Omer Lo Nitmeis. In this case, Lo Hai Shoshosa, she's not going to drink again because we've established it with the two Eidim to begin with that she was Nitmeis, and therefore the Eid Echad afterwards is pushed away, and she does not, and she's not drink. She doesn't drink the Meisota. Okay, so the Gemara says the Mishnah brought down that you need two Eidim for the Stira. Okay, according to Rabbi Shua, you needed two Eidim to testify about the Stira, and you learned it out. You learned it out from the right. You learned it out from the Gzeir Shava of Davar Davar. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Talmud Lomar Kimatzah by Eber's Davar. Talmud Loma Ba. Why you need to go to the Gzeir Shava to tell me from the Gzeir Shava Kimatzah by Eber's Davar? You can learn it out. You can learn it straight out from the Pesukim in our Parsha of Sota. The Pasuk says, "V'hi Nitma, the Eid Ain Ba." So what's the ba talking about? And you can make a diyuk. Ba v'lo b'kinoi, ba v'lo b'stira mibayilei. It's eid ein ba, and they should say that the ba is it's mashma dafka in the eidus of the tumah that's enough for eid echad. Eid ein ba when it comes to the tumah, but not when it comes to the kinoi, not when it comes to the stira. Therefore, you need two witnesses when it comes to the stira. Why are you going for the gzeir shava davar davar? Learning out straight from the parsha here. Eid ein ba. The eid ein ba is only talking about the ma'isa tumah. But when it comes to the kinyan, when it comes to the stira, you need two witnesses. So Gemara says not. You're right. There's a chesiri mechzra. Hachinami ka'amar. This is what that's correct. That's what the Mishnah said. And this we're gonna explain the Mishnah a little differently. Mishnah says Tamar Lomer ba ba. It says that ba ba. Sorry, it says ba ba velo b'kinyan ba velo b'stira. You're right. Only eight echad is believed when it comes to tumah, but it doesn't. Eight echad is not sufficient to kinoi, not sufficient when it comes to stira. And then the Mishnah continues: the tumah ba'alma below kinoi below stira, the lo mehem and eight echad minaton. But how do we know by a regular case, a non-sota case, if one aid comes and testifies that there was some sort of illicit relationship going on? How do we know that one aid is not sufficient? Maybe you can learn out that since eight echad is believed by tumah by sota, eight echad is believed across the board when it comes to. When it comes to znus, so how do we know the eidach the rest of the Torah is not believed? Therefore, that's where we come and say nemar kan davar v'nevel haman davar malhan mishne edim afkan shne edim. That's where we learn the gzeir shava of the two witnesses. Now you need two witnesses when it comes. It's only a chiddush by sota that eidach is believed by nitmates if she by the case of znus. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Now we're going to go. We talk about the cases about the contradictory witnesses. So, eight Omer Nitmeis. Right, the first case was one witness says that she was Nitmeis, and then another witness says that she's not Nitmeis. We say that she still drinks in this case because they're not each aid not is not, knocks them off each other. It's Eidus Mukheshes, and they knock each other off. So the Gemara says, Taima de Kamachishle. That's the only reason why she drinks is because there's a Hachasha here. Halo Kamachishle. But if there's no hakasha, if it's only one aid, right, that comes and says that there was tuma eidecha mehemon, that aid is going to be believed. So the Gemara says minahan imili. Where do we know this? Again, the Mishnah already explained this, but the Gemara is going through it again. Minahan imili. So the Gemara says the Tana Rabbana and the pasuk says the aid ain ba. It says the aid ain ba bishnayim hakasha medaber. When the pasuk says there are no witnesses, the aid ain ba, it means there are not two witnesses. The aid here refers to two witnesses. The aid ain ba mean there aren't two witnesses, but there's one witness. Therefore, you see, one witness is sufficient. So the Gemara asks, the continuation of the Brisa, Ata Omer Bishnayim, you're saying that aid ain ba means there aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness? Oh, Eno Cain, oh, Eno, maybe that's not the case. Ela Be'echad, the aid ain ba means there are no witnesses at all. The aid ain ba. So Talmud Lomer, so the Gemara says, not yet to learn, look at the passage that talks about Eidus. It says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. So Gemara asks, "Mashma mi mashma shenemar loyokum aid, eni yodeya shehu echad." It says that loyokum aid. So why do you need aid echad? Says, hey, mashma, that there's no witnesses. What do you need the echad for? Echad, right? Any yodeshu echad, matam with lomar. Where does the echad come to teach me? Zebana av, it comes to bring a cloud to us. Shakom makum shenemar, aid, harei kan shnayim, achi yifalachal kosov echad. That the word aid in the Torah always means two witnesses, unless the Torah specifically says that it's talking about aid echad. That's so in the pasuk when it came in Devarim, it says lo yakum aid echad. That's talking about there's not even one witness. By our pasuk, it just says aid. It's aid ein ba. There aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness. And so therefore, you prove that one witness is sufficient. One witness is sufficient to for when it comes to tumah legabe yasota. Right. Right, so the Gemara, is, I just said that, let's read it inside. So the Sota, when it comes to Amarachmana, Trey Lespa, so the Torah says by the Sota that there aren't two witnesses. El Echad, there is only one, the Hilo Nitbasa, and she wasn't, there's no onus around here, and she's not considered innocent, she's Nitma Mirsona, and then it says Asura, then she becomes Asur. So therefore you see that Eid Ein Ba, that one witness is sufficient when it comes to the Eidus of Nitmeis after Kino Vistira. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, the cave unto me deraisa eid echa mehemon. Now that you're saying to me that you proved mina Torah that in eid echa is believed, so how do you have the other witness contradict the aid? He's only one aid, right? Cave unto me deraisa eid echa mehemon, idach hechi machi machishle. How can the second one be considered valid for a hakasha? Right? Don't we have a rule? V'ha'amur ula, ula says, kol mokum shemina Torah le'eid echad. Any place where the Torah gave ne'emanus to eid echad, harei kan shnayim. It says, if he's two witnesses. Right? And if he's two witnesses, v'ein dvar shel echad b'mokum shnayim. So then the second guy who comes is only one witness. It's one against two. It's one against a halachic two. And therefore, how are you believed? How is the second guy believed? What's the question?
Why is the second guy any worse?
Because what's he giving testimony on? The Torah only gave nemanas to an eid echad that there was stira. The Torah apparently didn't give nemanas for an eid echad to contradict the first eid echad. So the first eid echad.
Once he's accepted and based in as two.
Well, we'll get to accepted and based or not. That's gonna be a chiluk whether or not it's based in or not. But once he's given nemanas as two, he's two. The other guy's one. Two against one. Two wins. So in this case, if the first guy comes and says that she was nitmeis and therefore she shouldn't drink, and the second guy comes, she was not nitmeis. Why are we going back to her drinking? We just established with a halachic set of edus that she shouldn't, that she was nitmeis and she shouldn't be drinking.
Because he came first,
he stayed. Let's learn the Gemara. So Ella Amar Ula. So Ula says because of that, because of his rule, Tani lo haisha shosa. Chayin Amar Yitzchak lo haisha shosa. They say no. Listen, we're going to change the Mishnah. This rule is correct. In this case, if one aid comes first and says that she was nitmeis, and he's Naaman, and then another aid comes and says that she wasn't nitmeis, in that instance, they're going to say that no, she doesn't drink. We have to believe the first guy because he's considered like two, and she doesn't drink the mesota. But Rabbi Chiya Amar Haisha Shosa. Rabbi Chiya says no, we're not going to change the gears from Mishnah. We call it our Mishnah in the way we have it that she doesn't drink the mesota. So the Gemara says the Rabbi Chiya Kasha Deula. Okay, so how are you going to fit the Mishnah into the rule that was established by Ula? Why does that work out that way? So he says, no, Kasha, it's not going to be a question. Like we said just now, Kame Bas Achas, Kame Ze'el Charzeh. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where they came together. So it hasn't been established yet. Beisin hasn't paskined. Again, so Machlokas Rashi Tosos of what Bas Achas means, Tokedei Divor. So Rashi says Tokedei Divor, like he typically says, is that immediately one after another. And Tosos explains here that they basically didn't paskin off of this testimony just yet. So Bavas Achas, so the second aid comes at the same time as the first aid. So therefore, it's contradicting testimony. It's one against one. We never established the first aid as a full-fledged, you know, halachic two aidim. But Khan, what Ula says, it's b'zeh achar zeh. It's after the first aid leaves, then the second aid comes in. In that instance, we say, listen, Basin already established that she was nitmeis with the first aid. We now have Nehmanus as if it's two aidim. You can't come in and contradict this first aid. We got to go through the cases. No, according to what we're saying now, that an eight echad is nemon as two. So then, if there's two against two, that's eight is mucheshes. Even bezeh achazeh, because then that's a contradictory testimony. It's two against two. You throw it out.
So you only have one like two when it's the first.
No, he's still considered like two. In a regular case of two against two, it's contradictory testimony and it gets thrown out. And in our case, in order to get the contradictory testimony, Bezer Harzeh would be one, who's considered two, then two come afterwards, that would be considered two against two.
Who's his why is the second guy only considered one?
Because
why doesn't he have the same status as the first guy?
Because what's he coming to give testimony on?
But
we already established with two witnesses that the event happened, and that's the Torah gave the chiddush, that that's the Ne'emanus. The Ne'emanus is that eight echidos believed to say that she was nitmes.
Not that she wasn't nitmes?
Apparently.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Let's continue.
But if two come and say that there was no Torah,
then that's that's two witnesses. Yeah, right. That's two witnesses. That's they ate him. Let's continue. So the Gemara is now going to ask on. Gemara is going to ask on the teretz of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says that if it's bevas achas, there is the second eight is believed. If it's zeh chazeh, the second eight is not believed. So Tanan, the Mishnah said, eight omer nitmes. One witness comes and says she was nitmes. Ushnayim omrim, and two say lo nitmes. Haisha sosa. In that case, she would drink, because like we just said, that's two against two. Right, so she's nitmes. What's the diuk? The diuk is ha'chad v'chad. It's only one against two that she has to drink. Ha'chad v'chad. If it was one against one, lo ha'isa shosa. But to you, to the Rabbi Chiya, that would be a question of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, one against one, we believe the first witness, and she wouldn't drink. But the diuk here, ha'chad v'chad, lo ha'isa shosa. Right, if one ate is machdish, we would say that she wouldn't drink, and that's the tiyut to the Rabbi Chiya, who says that she does drink. Right. So the Gemara answers, no, Amar Lecha, Rabbi Chiya says to you, okay, fine, you're giving me a diuk from the Reisha, I'll make the opposite diuk from the Seifa, and you're not going to have a question on me. Ulatameich ema Seifa, Shnayim Omer Nitmes, two say that she was Nitmes, the Echad Omer Lo Nitmes, so two say she was Nitmes, and therefore she shouldn't drink. The Echad Omer Lo Nitmes, and one says that she wasn't Nitmes, Lo Haisha Shosa. In that case, we also would say that she doesn't drink, because the two witnesses established that she shouldn't drink the Mesota. The diuk is there, Haicha Vichad Haisha Shosa. So Mashma, if there's one against one, she would drink. So with the diuk goes both ways. So therefore you can't make the diuk either way. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going to explain the Mishnah now. Here's going to be the Mishnah. Maybe this will answer your questions. Ella kula, the entire Mishnah, the psule edus. The entire Mishnah is talking about edim who are technically pasul edus. These are witnesses, like their krovim or their nashim or their avadim. They're the ones who gave the testimony on the tumah. Even they are kosher to give testimony about the edus about tuma after a kinoi, and our Mishnah goes according to the shita of Rav Nechemya. It's Rav Nechemya. What's the shita of Rav Nechemya? The Tanya will learn a brayse of Nechemya Omer Kol Makom Shehemina Torah Eid Echad. Any place that time that you have an Eid Echad, Halach Achar Rov Deos. We get rid of all the rules of edus, right? Rashi says the third to last line. Kol Makom Torah Hotziul Edus Zem Mechlau Kol Edus Shabatora. We knock out all the general rules of Edus. Lefichach Ktulim Vikshayim Shavin Ba B'Holach Acharov Deus Ham Edim Adavar. Normally two against 100. It's the same thing. But once we're talking about Ne'emanus of Eid Echad, all the rules of Edus are tossed, and we go according to Rov Deus. If it's 2 against 100, we'll go according to the 100. So what happens? The Tanya of Nechemya Omer Kol Makom Shemin Torah Eid Echad Holach Acharov Deus. Va'asu shtei nashim b'ish echad, right? Kishnei anashim b'ish echad. So then, and the testimony of two women against one woman against one man is the same as two men against one man, that there will be machish. Just like an eid echad is not considered anything against two eidim sheirim who contradict him, so too his testimony is not considered anything against two eidim psulim who are machashim. And this is what the Mishnah says, that two eidim psulim are neman to machish one eid echad. Because once the Torah gives Ne'emanus for these two witnesses, therefore we throw everything out. They're believed, and you go according to the Rov Deos. So if you go into the Mishnayos, we're always going to believe the set that has more witnesses. One against one, the one doesn't count because the first guy has Ne'emanus of two Edim. But we're also going to go according to Rov Deos, according to Rav Nechemya, and therefore it's one against two. We're going to believe the two in those instances. Well, yeah, because that becomes Edus Mukhashus and the two. Right, right.
So I mean, so it's It's quantity. It's
quantity.
Also different type of
edus. Correct, and that's what Rashi says. We completely throw out the rule. It's a completely different edus. Okay, and so the Mishnah, the Gemara continues. Ikad Amri will explain it differently. We can explain Rabbi Chiya differently. Kol hecha de asa eid echad kasher me ikara afilu mayin nashim nami keid echad damyan. Say no. Anytime an eid echad is believed, we're not going to make this qualitative difference. Such an acute difference. If there's an eid echad kasher who comes first, even 100 women come afterwards, they're only going to be considered an eid echad because there's still a kasher eid here. We're going to keep that case. And our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah talking about? Kigon da asa isha meikara. Our case is talking about where one woman came first. It's the case where this rule that we just said before is only if the eid echad kasher comes first. Here we're going to say that one woman comes first, meaning that initially a woman or another pasul eidus comes to be made on the tumah, and her eidus was accepted in a beis din. Therefore, even if afterwards two eidim psulim come, and they're machish her eidus, then we're going to push off the two eidim testimony. V'tirtzel Rav Nechemya Hachi, and this is how you can explain. This is how we would use Rav Nechemya to explain this. Rav Nechemya Omer. Rav Nechemya says, Kol makom she'amina Torah eid echad. Any place where the Torah believes one witness, haleich acha rov deos. You should go after the rov deos. Go according to the quantity, right? Va'asu shtei nashim beisha achas. So two women that namachish. One woman, kishnei anashim beisha achad. Two against one beats two against one, just like two men beat one man. So two women will beat one woman. Aval shtei nashim beisha echad ki pagel b'hagadami. But two women against one man, according to Rav Nechemya in this shita, it's only going to be considered pagel pagel. It's going to be equal. It's going to be equal. It's going to be mechza on mechza. It's going to be considered like one eid kasher being machish another eid kasher. So what happens here? So now, according to Rabbi Chiya, if two witnesses come and say that she was two witnesses come, bivas achad, she should drink because they're nevata one against the other. But if initially one eid echad kasher comes that she was nitmes, and then afterwards another eid comes that she wasn't nitmes, so the second one's not believed because the first one's believed according as two. Right, the same rules are applying. The first one's believed as two, and so too, if two witnesses or any two women or any other psula edus come to be machish the first one, they can't be machishim because he's believed as two. If he's a kosher aid, he's believed as two, and becomes, they're not right. So when it's mashman our mishnah that if it's whether it's beim bas achas or zeh achas, you go according to the rov deos. That's only talking about a case where we're talking about eidus psulim. You have to make the distinction whether the eidim that came are eidim psulim or the eidim that came are eidus kshayim. So our Mishnah is talking about cases where it's eidus psulim that are coming, and that's when our rules that the Mishnah gives us apply. So the Gemara says,
when a kosher eid comes, said she's not nitmes.
She was not nitmes.
And then later on, another eid comes, but she was nitmes.
The kosher eid. Yeah. So what? So.
In that
case, I think if it's bavas achas, then I'd be already established that she was not nitmes with the first aid. And then if she's not nitmes, yeah. Then she would drink the mesota. If she's not nitmes. Yeah. Before we end, just a quick thing. The Ula's rule was that in eid echad, any time we rule that there's an eid echad, that his neman according to two. So the Ritva in Yavamas brings down that this rule is dafka by davar sheva erva, a place where you typically will require two, where the Torah allows you to have one. In that instance, in that case, then that eid echad is neman as two witnesses. But if it's a case shari shurim, where typically an eid echad is believed, like eid echad neman bisurin, then maybe the Ritva in Yavama says that echad doesn't have the din of shnayim. There, it's a simple rule that the Torah says eid echad is believed. In our cases where typically we need two and the Torah allows one, then one equals two. But in a regular case, where you always were allowed one by regular yisurin, therefore that's not considered like two. And therefore, if another aid comes in zmachish him, so that becomes one against one, and it would be and they would be in this matel the it would be nisbatel the edus. But the shach, where's the shach? The shach on Yoredeya Simon Kufchav Zayin Sivkat and Yodalad X on this ritva. Because the Gemara and the Mishnah later on says that if there's one witness that comes and says that he saw this person got killed, talk about the case of an Egla Rufa. So he saw the murderer. And if he sees the murderer, then there's no Egla Rufa. And then the second aide comes and says that he didn't, that you, I was with you, and there's no way that you saw, there's no way that you saw that the murderer, the din is still that you are Oref the Egla. Right? So here, the second aide, right, the second aide is Machish. The Gemara says, the Gemara there, Mem Zayin S, but the first aide, the Torah gave him that monis. Right? Hamina Torah Beiduso over there. So there, right? Because if even one witness testifies that he saw the murderer, you don't do Egla Rufa. So therefore, why is the second aid believed? Right? Why is the second aid believed? It's two against one. So you see even in the cases. One sec, what's the cases there? One aid says that he saw the Horeg, that therefore you shouldn't be Oref the Egla. A second aid is made that he didn't read, so that he didn't see the murderer. Therefore, the din is that you do Egla Rufa. The Gemara asks, why do you do Egla Rufa over there? You should believe the first aid that he saw the murderer, and therefore it's because it says below Noda Mihi Kau. So meaning, if you are Noda, that you do know who the murderer is, even if one aid knows who the murderer is, then ain't Oref, you're not Oref the Egla. So the question is, why is the second aid believed in this case? The second aid is one against two, right? So you see that even in other Isurim. Right, but here you see that. How does the Gemara answer the question? I don't know. Right, we'll just stay with the Ritva. The Ritva holds that, just review what the Ritva says, that Dafka by Davar Shebe Erva, where you need two, that's where you gave the Ne'amanus where you typically would need two, and the Gemara says that, and the Torah says that you can have one. In those cases, the second aid that comes is not anything. But in Shari Surim, that an aid after is believed, then there's no aidus of this, he doesn't have the din of Shnayim. So here the case of the Sota, where normally you would need two witnesses, and one is believed, yet still you see that the second aid is believed. That's the question of the Shach. The Shef Shmaisa in Shmaisa Vav goes through all of this. We don't have time to do a Shmaisa, but he goes through all the dinim of the Eid Echla and Hathasha, one against the other. Okay, we're going to finish up the Perek, and we'll have finished two Prakim in one day. So now we have, the Gemara said that we're talking about the cases where the Mishnah is talking about where the Psule Eidus come. So one case is one against two, and then two against one. So the Gemara says, "V'tarti Psule Eidus Lamali." Why does the Mishnah need to teach me the din about Psule Eidus in two different cases? The first case is where two Eidim say Nitmeis, and an Eid Echad says Lo Nitmeis. The second case is an Eid Echad says Nitmeis, and two Eidim say Lo Nitmeis. If we're talking about Psule Eidus, we know that we're going according to the Rov Deos. So why do we need two? So Ma'od the Tamek says Lina Basar Rov Deos L'Chumra. You would have thought that maybe when do you go after the Rov Deos, that's Dafka B'chumra. And the Gemara is assuming, for whatever reason, the Gemara is assuming that if an Eid Echad says Nitmeis, and the two say that Lo Nitmeis, only in this day, in this instance, do we go according to the Rov Deos, because we're machmir her to make her force her to drink. That's the Chumra according to Gemara, that we're forcing her to drink. Aval Lekula, but maybe in the other case, where one says she's not Nitmeis, and two say that she is Nitmeis, maybe in this case we shouldn't go after the Rov Deos, because that's maybe, because in this case you're going to cause a kula that she's not going to drink. So you would say lo az linan, that we don't go according to this. I don't know why one's a chumra and one's a kula. It seems like the other way is a chumra because you're going to be mochik shame ashem, and maybe it's a kula because the other way is a kula because you can get her out and she can go back to her husband, right? If there are two Aiden, okay, it's fine. So you say that's the Chumra also. That's also the answer to the question. Okay. So Loaz Lina, and you would think Lakula Loaz Lina, Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Mishnah wrote both cases to tell you Bain Bakula, Bain Bakumra. Either way, whichever one you rule is the Chumra was with the Kula, according to the way the Gemara is saying it, according to the questions that we're asking, both cases, the Mishnah needs to establish both cases, Bain Lakula, Bain Bakumra. You're going according to Rov Deos if we're talking about Psula Aidus.
What kind of Psula Aidus?
Yeah.
What if someone lost his
That's the question when it comes. That's the question. I don't know. Katan might be believed, but I think there's a difference between someone who's a Rasha and someone who's a Psoletus. I think that's brought down, the difference between someone who's a murderer and someone who's just who's a Psoletus, like a Karov or an Eved or a woman.